right now, it is the TD and Double D show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm your boy TD.
Yes, sir. And I'm your man Double D's. All right. What they
talking? What's going on, man?
What they talking about? What they talking about?
What they talking about?
Let me tell you what they talking about. I came across this article, right? And it was talking about Notorious B.I.G.'s old apartment, right?
All right.
What he referred to as a one-room shack. Mm-hmm. So just, you know what I'm saying? You know, when he, you know, when he talked about this is no more Section 8, no more public housing when he got on.
Right, right.
Now.
Mom pushed an act.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mom pushed an act on the back. Mom pushed an act with Minx on the back. Let's get it right.
Right.
I came across this article where they said the apartment that Biggie grew up in on St. James Place.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay in that apartment now if you got $4,000 a month to spend.
$4,000 a month to stay in the apartment.
$4,000 a month.
Do they still call it an apartment or is it a condo or what's the deal?
Okay, to be fair, it is now referred to as a condo.
Okay.
Let's see here. Referred to as a condo, three bedroom, two. Hold on. Get it right. It's a three bedroom, two baths. Hardwood floors, high ceilings, and the actual building that that the condo is located in boasts having a roof deck, garden, okay, laundry room, bike storage, and a barbecue area.
Well, I mean, me myself, I don't know, but just living in New York, I always heard that the rent was ridiculous as it is.
Okay, but here's my thing.
Go ahead.
My thing is, okay, we know how expensive New York is, and we know, you know, gentrification is just really fucking up the game all the way across the board. But to me, it's like this shows you how significant music and artists is, how influential they are to the world. Because damn what you talk about. If Biggie didn't stay in that apartment, ain't no way it can rent for no $4,000 a month. We talk about the old Bed-Stuy.
where the apartments? That's what I was wondering. Are the apartments around that area going for that much?
They're
just saying that the Biggie place is now a landmark, and that particular house on the block or condo on the block costs $4,000, and everything else costs
maybe slightly under that. It might cost like $2,500. You know what I'm saying?
That place is only going for so much because Big used to stay there.
Exactly. See, like, okay, average apartments, depending on, you know, Manhattan, wherever you at, yeah, it'll go for the $2,000-$3,000 a month, easy.
No problem. Okay.
But it's just, okay, now, mind you, also, St. James Place, the block where that apartment is located, you know, they have recently renamed that Christopher Wallace Place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a whole ceremony, like, last month, where they renamed the block, you know, they're doing that with a lot of the rappers. They did that with Fife, Malik Taylor from the Tribe Called Quest.
He got a street?
Yes, sir. In Queens.
Big Fife Dog.
Yes, sir.
Fife Dog.
Yes, sir. They renamed...
Come back around, you have a Puerto Rican and Haitian.
Right. They renamed Wu-Tang Clan, where they stay at in Staten Island. Yeah. They named it the Wu-Tang Clan District. The actual...
Dang.
Yes, the Wu-Tang Clan District. Yes, sir. Yeah, hey, shit. That's right.
Might as well.
You know, the councilman that's supposedly responsible for naming the streets, it's also been said that he's working on getting something for Big Pun in the Bronx.
Okay.
It'd be cool if they could do something for Big L in Harlem.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
What about your boy Van Bonner? Bam Buddha Bada.
Well, no, no.
Bada Bing Bada Boom.
No, no, no. He might be, you know, I'm saying everything died down on him, but, you know, like, you know, he was in a little firestorm. I don't know if they're going to get something for him. But they, this is for all the people that passed away, though.
Right.
I'm saying, so all the people that passed away, definitely. I mean, really, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, how influential music is. I mean, they should be paying homage to a lot. Like, I think there should be a Ron Hardy Way in Chicago.
I think it is.
Okay.
I know Frankie Knuckles got it, so.
Oh, Frankie Knuckles got a street?
Yeah, I think Frankie got a street. Herb Kid. I think Ronnie might even have a street. I'm not sure.
Okay, okay.
There's a couple. I know Frankie.
Okay, yeah, Frankie, definitely. Yeah, Frankie, definitely.